Leaked figures obtained by the ABC reveal that land clearing rates have soared in Queensland since the then Campbell-Newman government loosened restrictions a few years ago. Labor has promised to tighten the laws, but environmentalists claim it's dragging its feet while clearing continues across the state. National Environment reporter Jake Sturmer.
In 2013, the Campbell-Newman government in Queensland took an axe to vegetation laws to make it easier for farmers to clear their land of native bush to make way for high-value agricultural projects. The idea was to create jobs and improve productivity. Since then, clearing rates have soared, and the ABC has obtained leaked data showing 278,000 hectares was cleared in the 2013-14 financial year. That's 2,780 square kilometres, larger than the ACT. The WWF's Dr. Martin Taylor.
Now that's triple what it was in 2009. So there's been a tripling of land clearing rates since the low point in 2009. It's meteoric. And it's extremely alarming.
Alarming because scientists say cleared land can increase sediment runoff in catchments, which can ultimately damage the Great Barrier Reef. Last week, the state's Auditor General made a point of highlighting the relaxation of land clearing rules as a threat to water quality on the reef. And the University of Queensland's Dr. Martine Marin says it's a dangerous trend.
We're at an interesting moment because we've seen a swing back from steadily declining rates of land clearing since the turn of the millennium, when it was at an all-time high, around 700,000 or 800,000 hectares being cleared a year.
For the most part, this clearing is completely legal. At Labor's campaign launch earlier this year, now Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk said she wanted to re-tighten the regulations. The Queensland Minister for State Development, Natural Resources and Mines, Dr. Anthony Lynham, declined an interview with the ABC and said in a statement he was continuing to talk to all stakeholders about election commitments. WWF's Martin Taylor says the government is dragging its feet.
It hasn't happened yet, and of course that's very anxious for us because there will be land clearing going on right now, taking advantage of the loopholes that were introduced 2 years ago. And that'll continue until the law is changed or until something is done.
In a temporary reprieve for the government, the owner of a Cape York station has voluntarily referred his 30,000 hectare clearing approval to the Federal Department of the Environment after an ABC investigation prompted questions about its legitimacy. While clearing is on hold at Olive Vale for now, there's little to stop it happening elsewhere in the state.
National Environment reporter Jake Sturmer.